Well, the thing is, you see, it was coming for quite a long time before it actually happened.
And it was all in the Daily Post, that's how we kept in touch.
Oh, yes, you have to have the Daily Post. And we did probably, you know, it's 30 miles, thereabouts. It was a nice sort of Sunday afternoon trip out. So you saw them building the dam. You saw various things before. I mean, we've got a picture somewhere of Mum and Dad and Aunt and Uncle there. But, it took years. Mm-hmm. So I think, well, you say that seeing the names on the that graveyard was the most spectacular, wasn't it?
Like June the 2nd, 1965, where the WI had a mystery trip to Tawarin. So, you know, and then we used to have picnics on the side of the road. We'd stop on our way to West Wales and have a picnic there. And then there was a drought one year, and we all went and looked at these, the remains of the buildings, and it was very sad.
Well, I can remember somebody who came back to Coedpoeth to live, had been in Birmingham working for years, and he went to the cinema and saw this. And he had the fright of his life. His name was Idwell Evans, and he saw a gravestone with that same name on. There's him sitting there watching it. But you see, that was cinema as opposed to television. But I don't know.
Do you remember if people in the community here were discussing it at the time?
No, not really. It didn't affect us.
Didn't affect us, you see.
No.
That's this is what happens. People don't. I mean, if you're going to put a gypsy site at the bottom of the garden, well, everybody turns up. But I mean, if it's the other side, you know, about 10 miles away, well, people aren't bothered.
And Liverpool was part of Wales. That, you know, they'd been good to us, hadn't they? They'd held the nationalist Stedford, and yes, so it was our capital in a way, you know, closer to us than Cardiff.
As always has been.
Yes.